Welcome to the Klamath Tribes podcast. Today we are talking about housing development in downtown Chiloquin, which there has been a lot of. Joining me in the studio is Robert Cowie, Executive Director of the Chiloquin Visions Program.
In progress.
In progress. Okay.
Chiloquin Vision in progress. It's a mouthful. You can just say CVIP. A lot of people know CVIP.
What is this program?
Pardon?
What is the program?
Well, CVIP is a nonprofit community-based organization. It's celebrating its 30th year here in Chiloquin. And it started largely from individuals who were wanting to build a community center. And so its main achievement over the years was building the community center, which last year celebrated its 20th year. Other programs involved the Two Rivers Art Gallery and Chiloquin Learns After School and a new youth program, summer program we're working on. But one of the things that happened a few years ago was we put together the Chiloquin Community Builders, and they started looking at how they could do improvements around and through Chiloquin area. And one of the things that happened was putting together a downtown Main Street district. And when that was done, that allowed us to then be able to go after what's called Main Street Revitalization Grant that comes through the Oregon Parks and Rec Department. And we received one a few years ago, and that was responsible for helping to restore the Hervey building, which is now several of the retail bays and offices are opening, are open, and others are opening. And so we went after a new grant that opened up this last March, and we talked with a lot of downtown businesses to see what were the needs. And the big thing that came out that we were able to put a grant through was for the Chiloquin Hotel, which is one of the last remaining, really the last remaining two-story building here in Chiloquin on Choctoot Street. And so this will be a mixed-use building that'll have two more retail bays on the bottom floor and along with a common space for the residents. And then up above, it'll have nine studio apartments that'll be low-cost housing for the community.
So how long was it in the making, and how did you choose that building? I mean, I look at it, it's right across the street. I thought it would be torn down. I mean, it could have been a tear down, right? You did that with the building in front of it where City Hall's going to go.
So, yeah, so it all kind of depends. As much as possible, the city and CVIP, we like to see buildings revitalized and
it's a historic
redone.
Building.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a very old building. With the Marquardt building, it was a little bit different story. We wanted to save it, but there were several underground tanks that needed to be moved and removed, and we weren't sure that the building would be secure enough for that process. Plus, we wanted it to be an emergency shelter, and that it would not be able to be in its condition. So it had to come down in order to do something new. This one, the bones are good. It will take a lot of work for the property owner to do that. But how we chose it is we started in March when the grant was getting ready to open up, and we just reached out to businesses along the community. We had several that came back to us that were interested, and we were talking to all of them. This round was very unique in that the CVIP could put in an application for two projects, each up to $400,000. So we were originally looking at doing one for the hotel, which is a massive project, and then doing one for several of the buildings along First Street. In the end, we only put in the one because the others weren't quite all ready. A lot of work to put together an application. You've got to have all your ducks in a row, know a lot of your costs. It's got to be pretty complete. And the property owner for the hotel was. He had done a lot of research, had all his numbers ready. So we were able to write that grant. And then we were happy that we got the word a few weeks ago that the grant is awarded.
$400,000.
$400,000 grant. Overall, the project's $1 million project. So it'll be another $600,000 that the property owner will put in and to bring the project to full completion.
So the property owner, is he 100% owner of this, or is it split between your organization and the property owner? And who is the property owner?
So the property owner is 100% the owner of the property. It is a LLC. It's a 1457 development, and the principal behind that is Alex LaChina. He's the son of Richard LaChina, who has been doing a lot of things around the community, and his partner Hannah Levine is the one who did the Hervey building. And also do a lot of things, like they did the bike park for the Chiloquin community, the bike club. So they've been really great stewards for the Chiloquin community.
A little more detail about this multi-use building.
Yeah, this is actually looking at how it made sense for the building, having a first floor and second floor would have been a lot of work to do residential on the downstairs as well. But having a mixed use is actually a really favorable thing for smaller rural towns and main streets, because it provides a reason for everyone to come to the building for whatever retail is in there. And then, of course, having residents on top, we need low-cost housing very much in the city. But also, as you have residents above, they're going to be frequently the businesses in downtown a lot more. So it just helps to drive traffic. So it's a use for downtowns that the Main Street organization really likes to see happen.
How many apartments?
Nine.
This is going to be nine in that building?
Mm-hmm. Nine one-bedroom studio apartments, yeah.
Well, how many square feet per apartment?
I don't know the whole detail on that, but the designs are being finished up right now. Basically, that will complete this year, and then looking to break ground early next year on the project.
And how long will it take to complete? It
should take about 18 months. Biggest thing here is just getting contractors up and through Chiloquin to do the work. It's a little hard task to do.
As well, the Klamath Tribes knows, as they've been building in the same area, mm-hmm. right next door is a Elders single floor housing the Klamath Tribes built,
right.
And then they have a multifamily up the road being completed. So now you're going to have nine units available for non-tribal or tribal.
Correct.
It won't be specific, right? It's whoever qualifies.
Correct. Yep, it'll be open to everyone.
Do you have an idea what kind of, when you say low-cost housing, what is a low-cost housing ballpark figure?
I don't know on the pricing yet that'll be, but it isn't targeted to be they're thinking kind of students, singles, things along that line. So,
students?
Yeah, it's college students that are...
What, commuting to KCC or OIT?
Yeah, there's a very big housing shortage for them.
Really?
Especially OIT.
And what kind of retail are they going to... Is there going to be any kind of eatery in there? Or?
Oh, they would love to see that happen.
We could use a little food.
Yep.
Diversity.
Yep, we would love to see that. It'll be whomever wants to come in and do probably a multi-year lease.
And the bottom floor would be broken up into how many?
Two retail bays, and then a private common area that'll be for the residents.
So Chiloquin's got a bit of a building boom going on.
Yes.
We might even say a renovation boom, because you're renovating buildings like the Hervey building, which now has, what, four retail?
Has four retail bays in the front and six offices in the back.
And pretty well done, too. And then right next to the building, we're talking about the hotel, we have an office area that was built for the Katina Foundation.
Correct, yeah. And then they also have the Clyde's building, which will be redone as well, too.
The what building?
What was the Clyde's Market? Katina owns that one, too. They'll be...
Where is that?
Just down...
Oh, the general store there that closed.
Yeah, that closed, yeah.
So what's the plans for that?
I don't know fully.
But they're going to renovate it.
They're going to, may be coming down. I'm not sure.
May get torn down.
Make it.
It is in pretty bad shape. And we anticipate what to be replacing it? We don't know?
I think it's going to be more offices. And then they've talked about some community space like that could be used, like meeting rooms and stuff.
And then we have our new town hall that might be soon breaking ground.
Might. That was a massive victory that has been very frustrating for the city right now. It was a wonderful $16 million grant that the city secured through the EPA, but unfortunately with the current administration, that grant has been suspended.
You mean Trump?
Yes.
It affected a housing the building the city hall here?
Yep. yeah, it's right now on hold. We've the city has been sent a letter, and we're hoping that they'll rethink it. We're working with both Senator Wyden and Senator Merkley's office. There was a recent congressional hearing with Zeldin, and I think Merkley did a really good job of communicating the impact of losing that grant. And I know that they're working on setting up a meeting, so we're hopeful that that can still come through. The biggest part of that project is the resilient hub, you know, not just being offices for the city and city council chambers, but literally it was designed to be a warming shelter, a cooling shelter, and a full-fledged emergency shelter. And we would have food stores and beds and everything all stored for that. So that would be here in case of a major emergency ever happened in the area.
Like a fire.
Fires, which happen all too often, a train derailment.
Mm-hmm.
We have that come through, flooding, whatever might happen. It was going to be prepared for any of these types of circumstances.
What was the grant that fell under that was canceled? Or is it paused, canceled?
From the government side, it's canceled. From the city side, we believe that that's illegal and they can't do that, as most organizations who have these type of grants have said. It was through the EPA, and it was what's called a community change grant.
Boy, you think about cuts. You don't think about cuts affecting rural communities' development.
Yeah.
And yeah. Nobody's gone unscathed.
Nobody has. I mean, there's been, there were four or three other projects in Oregon like ours that were all canceled from the EPA. And again, we're all fighting to not have them canceled, to uncancel them and restore those. So we're still hopeful. If not, then the city will have to regroup and look at how else we go about trying to do something in that space.
Is this common that rural communities like Chiloquin and the outskirt rural communities rely on grants for development?
It is. Cities like Chiloquin and really all the cities throughout Oregon are hurting desperately. You know, with what has happened with property taxes over the years, the property tax base does not pay for all everything a city needs to do. Even just staying status quo, the property taxes barely increase where all our costs increase dramatically each year. So every city in Oregon, and I'm sure probably many places throughout the world or the country, but definitely in Oregon, many of the small cities and even large ones have to every year look at what do we cut? So to do anything new does require grants. And when you go after a grant, that grant has to be used specifically for what it was designed for. So, for example, the EPA Community Change Grant, we wrote that to build the Municipal Resilient Hub. And so that's all it could be. Likewise, ODOT, on behalf of the city, went after their Great Street programs. And that project will be kicking off here soon. They've already been having several meetings, and we've had some community outreach meetings around it. And that'll be bringing a multi-path all the way from 2nd Street, 1st Street, all the way down Choctoot to Dollar General, and that'll be great. And then we'll also see intersections be reworked as well, and crosswalks. There'll be a lighted crosswalk that'll be between the tribal administration and the fitness center, which is needed there. And again, over by the Catholic Church there, where the kids are going to the bike park in a fairly unsafe manner. So that grant, again, can only be done and used for those types of purposes. So
is that secure?
That is secure. That's through state non-monies, and it's all set.
When are we breaking ground on that? This summer at all?
No, that's a really long design process. So they're in the initial design phase, as they refer to it right now. And then so ODOT engineers have been looking at things, coming up with the numbers, and then as they develop things, it comes back to the city and the community on what about this or this. And then the engineering work will start next year. And that's slated, I think, to take close to 2 years. And construction should start around 27, which is right after our centennial.
2027?
Yeah.
And that's the centennial of?
Centennial is 2026 next year.
2026, 100 years old.
100 years old.
Chiloquin.
Chiloquin.
And the Klamath Tribes is also helping you out with that.
Klamath Tribes is
design of the walk, you know, the walkways and such. We've been involved in conjunction with the city.
Yeah, the Klamath Tribes is a great partner for both the city, for CVIP. They really step up and help in a lot of different ways. And then, of course, they have a lot of their own wonderful projects that they do for the community or take a lead in, like the Green Schoolyard Project was a great program that really brought good changes to the elementary school outdoor area.
Combination of the development the city does, along with the Klamath Tribes, and the place is starting to look like a real town again.
Yeah.
A resurrection.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're breaking ground. The city is breaking ground next on the 26th for the new well, which is an amazing achievement to have happen. We're working hard on trying to close the funding gap needed for the new sewer plant. And then we did, last year we put in for a grant that we received through the state, through the governor, that brought in a little over $1 million, which will be some infrastructure improvements, which will be for another phase of housing that the Klamath Tribes will do. But we needed to do some water, sewer, stormwater infrastructure improvements. So that'll be happening, if not by the end of this year, early next year.
Chiloquin High School has a new gym going to open for the new year. Supposed to be finished by the end of August. Nice to see. But what about the big gym, as we call it? Have any plans to utilize that property for something?
Well, that's a school district property. My understanding is they're probably going to put it up for sale, and we'll see what happens there.
Could be housing there.
It could definitely be housing. That would be a great location for a large housing. We have our eye on a pilot grant program that the state is hopefully going to pass. It's in the Ways and Means right now. And if that was to pass, and if we can write a grant, and if we can get accepted and awarded, that could potentially be something that could be done there, is turn that into housing. But a lot of ifs.
It's important to build the demographic.
It's important to
build homes, build the demographic. You mentioned students, getting younger people in.
Yep.
Right? We can't rely on the same generation year after year. They get old, they leave, they pass away. How are we doing for demographics in the town?
It's been pretty flat, been pretty much staying the same. But we do see a lot of our kids leaving the area because there's not places for them to live and to have on their own. So I think this will be a great use for the studio apartments. It will be a good option for kids who are graduating high school, college, wanting to stick around for a while. So that'll be a great opportunity. And we just need more and more housing in this area.
Well, we have the land. I mean, if you drive up the road to where the fire burnt down, that whole area could be housing.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential in this whole area. I think at the same time, though, we have a community who loves the ruralness of the community, the not being a large city, not having a lot of traffic. And so I think anything that we as a community as a whole do, we need to really make sure it's just taking care of our people here and that we're not, you know, turning it into a metropolitan area. We don't want that. We want to keep Chiloquin as a beautiful, pristine area.
There's a balance there, balancing act.
Yep, absolutely.
So if you were to prognosticate 10 years from now, how does Chiloquin look?
I hope that Chiloquin looks vibrant, thriving, not large, but beautiful. And that we have a town, a community space that everyone is very proud of.
100 years old next year.
Yes.
It went from a logging town to what it is today to what it will be tomorrow.
Exactly. Change is constant. It's just managing that change to be what you want it to be.
Very good. Robert Cowie today, the executive director of Chiloquin Visions Program.
In progress.
Very good. We'll talk again. Good luck with the hotel. It's going to be right across the street here, so we'll be able to watch the development as it begins and ends.
Yep. Absolutely.
Exciting. And by the way, the architecture and look of the place, it's pretty nice. And you can see that, right? You have a website set up for that.
Yeah, we do have a story, an article on the Chilcotin Visions and Progress website. So www.chilcotinvisions.com. So you can go there and we'll keep adding to that as progress is being made.
Very good. Thank you for joining me today on the Climate Tribes podcast.
Thank you.